Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Marvel Technology, ticker MRVL, and this stock has been on an absolute tear with gains over 300% in the past year alone. Marvell is riding the AI wave hard, recently landing a spot in the S&P 500, and even getting a shout-out from NVIDIA's Jensen Huang as a potential future trillion-dollar company. Let's break down what this means for investors right now. Marvell designs and sells semiconductors focused on data centers, networking, and storage solutions. The company has carved out a strong position in high-speed connectivity and custom silicon for hyperscalers like Google. CEO Matt Murphy has steered the business through the semiconductor cycles, and with 7,000-plus employees spread across key tech hubs, they're well-positioned in the technology sector here in the U.S. On the revenue side, the data center segment is the clear standout, bringing in over $6.1 billion last fiscal year and driving the bulk of growth. Geographically, China remains the largest market at nearly $3 billion, followed by Taiwan and the United States, showing Marvell's deep ties to the global supply chain and AI infrastructure build-out. Earnings have turned sharply higher. Fiscal 2026 delivered revenue of $8.19 billion, more than 40% growth from the prior year, with net income swinging to a positive $2.67 billion and EPS of 3.1 zen. Margins expanded nicely as the mix shifted toward higher-value AI and data center products. Guidance points to continued acceleration, with analysts modeling 40%-plus revenue growth into fiscal 2027. Management highlighted record quarterly revenue in the latest call and emphasized how custom AI silicon partnerships are scaling faster than expected. They see sustained demand through the rest of the year and into 2027, with improving gross margins as volumes ramp and the product mix favors networking and compute solutions. Looking at the balance sheet, Marvell holds a solid liquidity position with a current ratio above 3 and manageable leverage at under 0.3 times debt to equity. Free cash flow came in strong at $1.4 billion for the year, supporting both R&D investment and modest dividends. Operating cash flow remains healthy, even as the company funds expansion. Valuation-wise, the stock trades at a premium with a trailing PE near 92 and forward multiples reflecting high growth expectations. Price to sales sits around 26 times, which is elevated but typical for AI leaders, delivering 40% top-line expansion. The market is clearly pricing in continued dominance in data center connectivity. Strengths include explosive data center revenue, improving profitability, and strategic partnerships that position Marvell as a key AI enabler. Weaknesses center on concentration risk in a few large customers and exposure to cyclical chip demand. Opportunities lie in further custom silicon wins and 5G edge expansion, while threats include intensifying competition from larger players and potential margin pressure if AI CapEx slows. Recent performance has been nothing short of spectacular, with the stock up 28% in the past week, 56% over the past month, and more than 300% over the trailing 12 months. That dwarfs broader semiconductor industry returns and reflects both the S&P 500 inclusion catalyst and NVIDIA's public endorsement. Short-term moves may stay volatile around index rebalancing, but the long-term uptrend remains intact. All told, Marvell looks like a high-conviction AI infrastructure play with real momentum behind it. The combination of S&P inclusion, accelerating growth, and industry validation from NVIDIA makes this one worth watching closely for anyone building a tech-heavy portfolio. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next one.